Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tim Cullen. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hank Allen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pasquale. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Camilo Pasquale. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lee May. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chico Salmon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen strikes out. There goes Cullen. The throw from Sims to Salmon, and Cullen is out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine strikes out. One out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen takes first base on ball four. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova strikes out. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cullen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Allen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-1 in the game. Casanova hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Epstein hits a pop-up towards short. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims strikes out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Pascual, and towards Cullen, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up towards short. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 0 for 1 in the game. Pascual strikes out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cullen takes first base on ball 4. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. McMullen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 2 in the game. Alves strikes out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Howard reaches second base with a double. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine strikes out. One out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 2 in the game. Casanova hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Casanova reaches second base with a double. Howard scores. It's Senators, 1, Indians, 1. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Epstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 2 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Allen. Sims reaches second base with a double. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sims scores. Gonzalez moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 2 in the game. McDowell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gonzalez scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Darold Knowles now pitching. Dignan now playing first base. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Lime. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 3 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton now playing center field. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan strikes out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cullen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 3 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wagner is hit by the pitch. Vic Davalillo pinch runs for Leon Wagner. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knowles fires to first and picks off Davalillo. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton pinch hits for Fred Whitfield. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Allen who is chasing the ball. Horton reaches third base with a triple. Colavito goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Indians. Dave Baldwin now pitching. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 3 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive off the glove of Allen, and into shallow right field. Salmon reaches second base with a double. Horton scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Salmon scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McDowell takes first base on ball 4. Sims moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Tony Horton now playing first base. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gonzalez. Howard moves to second. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentine hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Casanova hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-3, Indians. Doug Camilli pinch hits for Dave Baldwin. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.